Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a hazardous weather advisory for the WDRT listening area until 6 p.m. this evening. Travel will be impacted today, including the afternoon commute. Untreated roads, sidewalks, and parking lots could be icy. Meanwhile, snowfall throughout the day will lead to additional slippery road conditions. Exercise caution, take it slow, and adjust travel plans accordingly. In the forecast for today, snow, freezing rain, and sleet before 2 p.m., then a chance of snow between 2 and 5, a high near 21 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 100%, little or no ice accumulation expected. Total daytime snow and sleet accumulation of less than half inch possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 3, wind chill values as low as 10 below. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 16, wind chill values as low as 11 below, northwest wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. And in other news, an article in the Up North News online edition from February 16th states a new report by two environmental organizations shows large farms in some parts of Wisconsin are generating too much manure to be safely disposed of, adding to existing concerns about water quality in the state. A study by the Environmental Working Group and Midwest Environmental Advocates, the first of its kind in Wisconsin, reveals that some areas such as Kewaunee County and portions of the Central Sands region lack enough agricultural land to handle the amount of animal waste generated by farms, especially large farms known as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. The report raises concerns about the continued expansion of large-scale livestock operations in areas where drinking water pollution is already a concern. The report utilized aerial imagery and publicly available data to predict current application levels of animal manure and commercial fertilizer in 9 of the state's 72 counties. Those levels are far above what is needed to grow crops in those areas, the study determined, the Up North edition reported. In a press release from Midwest Environmental Advocates, the number of CAFOs in Wisconsin has dramatically increased over the past few years. As CAFOs multiply and grow larger, they continue to pump out massive amounts of manure for disposal. The trend has been especially devastating in places like Kewaunee County. Kennard Farms, located in that county, is one of the state's largest dairy CAFOs. The farm was at the center of a landmark legal decision in July in which the Wisconsin Supreme Court affirmed the state's authority to limit the number of animals allowed under the farm's permit and to require the farm to monitor groundwater quality in areas where large amounts of manure are stored. As a result of the ruling, the Wisconsin DNR is now required to revisit permits for Kennard Farms and a number of large CAFOs. Organized citizens in Crawford County were not able to stop the issuance of an expanded CAFO permit for Roth feeder pig in July of 2021. Wisconsin Pollution Discharge Elimination System, or WPDES, permit for the Roth Feeder Pigs 1 Hog CAFO facility in Waseca Township reissued their permit for another 5 years. The permit will expire on June 30, 2026. In that case, the Wisconsin DNR acknowledged that a WPDES permit does not prevent the possibility of pollution. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.